You are not a fucking crockpot, so stop stewing. What's up, guys? My name is Jacqueline, and I am your host. I am a full-time mental health therapist and founder of Team Therapeutic Fitness. I swear like a sailor, rarely use my filter, and am committed to sharing with you all the stuff they probably should have taught us in school. Today's episode is all about not stewing and settling in that negativity, rising above it, and living a much happier life. So let's jump in. Okay, I know that was super cheesy, but come on, admit it, you laughed a little. You're not a stew. You don't need to sit in the crock pot. Like, seriously, I'm making light of it because you guys know I use humor for everything. I'm like literally the real life Chandler from the show Friends, but seriously, what good comes from that? What good comes from like re-torturing yourself with negativity, these thoughts that pop up? Guess what? You are not a passenger in this life. If a thought comes up that you don't enjoy, you can think about something else. What a concept. And yeah, it might pop up 50 more times in the next minute, but you get to be the one who decides if you're gonna get up and do something about it. If you are literally going to move your body, distract yourself, think about something else, go get your nails done, talk to a friend, and change the situation. Guess what? You have control over your life. I know this may seem new to you because we've been taught that we have mental health, we can't control that, we were born this way, or things happened that shaped us into who we are now. And I think that's bullshit. Yeah, I have had an anxiety disorder my entire life. Yes, it went undiagnosed almost my entire life up to this point. But guess what? I'm not a fucking victim. I am in the driver's seat. I get to decide. So I can sit back and let it happen to me and just be like, this is just the way it is. I don't have a choice. I have an anxiety disorder. Or I can rise above it and be like, hey, shitty thoughts and feelings, that doesn't feel good. What can I do about it? Anxiety hates action. Seriously, think about it. When you are feeling anxious, what usually happens? If you're anything like me, usually it means nothing happens. Let me rephrase that. I go to the cupboard, I find the shittiest food I can, and I sit on the couch and binge watch TV, but I'm not really watching it. I'm really stewing in these negative feelings and how poor me, my life is the worst, nobody understands. I'm just going to sit here and eat my feelings. Anxiety loves that shit. Mental health loves that shit. It's like, yeah, girl, yeah, you have no control. You're right. You eat that another bag of chips. You eat those Oreos. You sit there and stew about, let's think about all the bad shit that's, yeah, let's think about that. Let's think about all the terrible things that have happened to us. You remember that time that person called you ugly? Yeah, you are ugly. Yeah, you're right. And we get into that cycle where we're like so out of control. But that's just a misconception. You have to look at the situation again. What did you just do? You just fueled your anxiety. It's no different than pulling into the gas station when your tank's on E and filling up. You just filled up your anxiety tank. You just told it was right. You didn't have the guts and the bravery and the courage to stand up to it and be like, fuck you, anxiety. I'm not ugly. I don't need to eat this entire bag of Oreos because it's not going to make me feel better anyway. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put on my favorite song and I'm going to go for a walk outside in the sunshine. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go downstairs and have a dance party by myself. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a hot shower. And I'm going to think about all the good things in my life that I'm grateful for. Is that easy to do? No, it's really fucking hard. And sometimes you're still going to make the choice to sit on the couch and eat the bag of Oreos. And that's okay. But 90% of the time, you have to fight back. Stop letting it happen to you like you don't have a choice. Because you do. It's true. I used to play the victim a lot. I've talked about this before. I used my mental health to get what I wanted and say, you can't say things like that. You can't do things like that. You can't be a certain way towards me because I have anxiety. And I gave everybody else around me the control that if they did something, if they said something, if they acted a certain way, it caused me to have anxiety. Rather than looking at myself and saying, what can I do in those situations to reduce my anxiety? What can I do in those situations to not have a panic attack? And ultimately, that's what led me into therapy. That is why I made that choice of like, okay, it's time for me to work on me because there's no fucking way I'm changing everybody around me. And you don't want people around you walking on eggshells. You have to be able to, they have to be able to breathe around you or you're not going to have much of a relationship. But our mental health loves when we sit in it. It loves when it's winning and it's impacting our sleep and it's keeping us from exercising and it's ruining our relationships. Our mental health thrives on that shit. All the negative thoughts that we've ever had about ourselves. It wants us to stew in that because that's what fuels it. That's what keeps it going. And the second you start to think that you don't have control over that and that you can't change those thoughts, well, you just threw in the towel. Your mental health just won. But I know that that's not what you want because you're listening to this podcast all about fighting your mental health, all about taking control of your life. So what the fuck are you going to do about it? You're going to sit in the passenger seat and girl, you're in the trunk right now. You're acting like there is nothing you have control over in your life. You've got this poor me attitude on. And honestly, if I were you, I'd be fucking fed up with that. Enough is enough. There has to come that point where you decide, I am not a victim here. I am an empowered, strong, independent woman, and I can handle whatever the world throws at me, let alone my fucking mental health. I am in control. So anxiety, you get in the trunk because I'm driving. I hope you guys know how much I love you and how I want the best for you. And I hope that you will be brave enough to fight your mental health every single day. I hope that you will wake up excited to tackle the day, excited to be stronger, because you are. The strength is already within you. You fucking got this. And I believe in you. Thank you so much for spending some time with me today. I hope you're fucking amped to fight back. I hope you're ready to tackle whatever comes your way. I appreciate you. I value you. I got your back. So go out there and take back control. I can't wait to see you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.